Because of the recession, we're not using as much energy. For the last several months, there's been a glut of oil and natural gas. Big energy companies saw record profits a couple of years ago, but those profits are down now. If you ask the energy companies, it would seem like the biggest culprit is not the economy, but the federal government. For instance, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is blamed for energy companies falling profits. That's because he's criticized oil and gas companies for acting like they have the right to drill on as much public land as they want.
Trade groups for the oil and gas industry repeatedly launch attacks that have all the poison and deception of election year politics. Trade groups for the oil and gas industry need to understand that they do not own the nation's public land. Taxpayers do.
That sounds like tough talk, right? And in many ways it is. There have been some major reforms that change the way business is done between the government and oil and gas drillers. But behind all this stick-waving, the industry is also getting a carrot. In a conciliatory gesture, Salazar announced that there would be more auctions for drilling leases this year. The industry says it needs access to more land. Kathleen Sagama directs government affairs for the Denver-based trade group Independent Petroleum Association of Mountain States. In November, her office issued a report criticizing the Department of Interior. Among the many concerns was the amount of land offered for lease.
Our full paper looked at all of the things that the Interior Department is doing to make it more difficult to develop American natural gas and oil on federal land. And one of those things is a slowdown in permitting.
But the government says a slowdown in permits and leases is not causing lower profits for oil and gas. As it is, companies are not drilling or pumping where they already have leases because there's a glut of supplies. In western Colorado, the Thompson Divide Coalition wants to cancel leases and prevent drilling. Lisa Moreno heads up the Alliance of Ranchers, Hunters, and Conservationists.
The fact of the matter is that the industry has a huge number of acreage under lease that they haven't developed.
According to the Bureau of Land Management, energy companies have leased about 45 million acres, but the oil and gas companies are only using about one-third of that land right now. So why do oil and gas companies want more land? Even if energy companies don't use that land for drilling, they're still an important asset. Jeremy Nichols is Climate and Energy Program Director for Wild Earth Guardians. Nichols says leases represent assets and are used to attract investors.
You know, drilling is just part of what they do. They're also basically land-holding companies. And, you know, they're buying and selling each other left and right. And so it's more than just to drill or not to drill. It's a lot more complicated than that.
If that's the case, why is the government opening more leases? Well, Jeremy Nichols thinks Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is trying to kiss and make up.
You know, I'll be honest. I think Salazar appealing conciliatory, it's really empty. The oil and gas industry is going to be critical no matter what Salazar does. The oil and gas industry just doesn't like to be regulated. They don't like to be told what to do. And so they're going to complain no matter what.
And so more of the public's land will be held by the oil and gas drillers, who won't be producing much until the economy recovers, prices go up, and they can make more money. For the Environment Report, I'm Conrad Wilson.